The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Listen to this headline. No, I'm not going to go there either. I don't know. Today, I apologize, but several times today I've caught myself and thought, I better not go there. No, okay. Listen to this headline. Professor asserts that heterosexual relationships are tragic. Mm-hmm. Heterosexual relationships are tragic. Now, folks, we talked a lot yesterday about conspiracies, all right? And I spent a great deal of time warning you. Be careful of conspiracies. Be skeptical of conspiracies. Don't get caught up in conspiracies. Are there conspiracies out there? Yes, there are. But please be skeptical. Be an LTD. Listen, think, discern. But here is a conspiracy. The devil wants the world to believe that good is bad and bad is good. That is a conspiracy. And part of that conspiracy is God really doesn't care what you do. It's okay. God doesn't care. The people who don't believe in God, atheists and agnostics, obviously they don't care what God thinks. But then those who acknowledge there is a God wants you to believe God is a good God, by the way, which he is. God is a God of grace, which he is. God is a God filled with a heart of love and forgiveness. And that is true. But then they go a step further. And God really doesn't care what you do. That is a lie out of the pit of hell. Then the conspiracy goes a little further. There are no real consequences to sin because, well, who determines what sin is anyway? Another lie out of the pit of hell. And all of this goes back to Adam and Eve in the garden. God didn't really mean that. Come on, Eve. God's holding out on you. If you eat that fruit, you'll be like him. He doesn't want you to be like him. He's holding out on you. God doesn't want you to enjoy yourself. God doesn't want you to have fun. So God just arbitrarily said, you can't eat of that fruit. Well, the devil's saying the same thing today. You can do whatever you want to do. God doesn't care. God doesn't have standards. There is no such thing as sin. And the devil uses all kinds of people. Sadly and unfortunately today, the devil is using a whole lot of preachers and pastors who are standing in pulpits rather than proclaiming the inerrancy of Scripture, they are proclaiming the questioning of Scripture. Yeah, a whole lot of those. But the devil is also using the educational system. Oh, you want to, hey, listen, you want to look for a conspiracy? Take a look at America's educational system today and contrast it with 100 years ago. 100 years ago, America's educational system was literally saturated with the Bible and biblical truth. You don't believe me? Grab an old McGuffey reader. They're republishing them. They're reprinting them. You can buy them online cheap. Buy yourself a few McGuffey readers. Buy them. And then take a look at them. They are filled with Bible verses, Bible stories. Vocabulary is illustrated. You know, when you're studying vocabulary words, you always have an explanatory sentence. And even in spelling, well, how is that word used? The McGuffey readers would often illustrate the spelling word by illustrating it in a scripture verse. And then there would be character studies and morality studies in the McGuffey readers that were filled with biblical truth. America's public schools were saturated, and I mean saturated, with biblical truth. Fast forward to today. Some of you will remember the case of my dear friend John Freshwater. John Freshwater, teacher up in Mount Vernon, had a Bible on his desk. That was it. Had a Bible on his desk. Mount Vernon Public Schools says, you got to get rid of that Bible. You got to take it off your desk. You got some posters up on the wall. You got to take those down too. John Freshwater said, wait a minute. This is America. I have freedom of religion. I'm not reading the Bible. I've never opened it in front of the students. It's just sitting there on my desk because I just think it's good that they can see the Bible on my desk. Don't open it. Don't read it. It's just there. Well, John, you got to remove that Bible off your desk or you're going to be fired. Sorry. Sorry, not going to remove it off my desk. He's fired. Goes to court. He loses. He loses his house. He loses his farm. He had a wonderful little Christmas tree farm. Lost his job, lost his house, lost his farm. Basically lost everything for doing what 99% of all teachers in America did 100 years ago. Yeah, you want to follow a conspiracy? Take a look at what's happening in our educational system. Now, back to this story real quick. A professor from the University of California, Riverside, has asserted, quote, heterosexuality is a tragedy due to toxic masculinity, misogyny, and bad opposite-sex relations. Jane Wade, who is a lesbian and professor of gender and sexuality, told Insider, because of the dislike of men, the dislike men and women have for one another. Quote, it really looks like straight men and women don't like each other very much. That women spend so much time complaining about men, and we still have so much evidence of misogyny or women-hating behavior. From an LGBT perspective, being straight looks actually very tragic. She even published a book, the title, The Tragedy of Heterosexuality. And in the book and in the essay, this professor at the University of California, Riverside, is trying to make the point. Homosexuality is normal. And that's where people are happy. Heterosexuality, well, that's bad. And she makes the point, males and females are different, and that's bad. That's why a male and a male, they're the same. That's good. Female and female, they're the same. That's good. But being different, like male and female, that's bad. That is abnormal. This is what this professor is actually teaching. Yeah, if you want to get into conspiracy theories, get out of the politics stuff and take a look at what's happening in our educational system. Yeah, I think you'll be able to find a lot of conspiracies there. And the devil himself is behind all of them. All right. Final break, and we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
On a lighter note, have you heard the latest from PETA? People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And they're serious. This is not a joke. This is not the Babylon Bee. This is not the Onion. This is serious. The folks at PETA are saying, we have got to stop using pejorative animal terms because it demeans animals. So the next time, parents, you say to your child, don't eat like a pig. Do you realize how many pigs you're offending? I mean, seriously, do you have any idea how many pigs you are offending? Or if even in kidding you say, don't be a chicken. There could be a chicken close to you who could go to bed that night with a broken heart. No, they're honestly serious. They, you know, things like don't eat like a pig, you're a chicken, you know, whatever. Demeans the value of animals. And here's the scary thing. Well-educated people support PETA. But isn't that an illustration of how easily human beings can be led astray? How easily human beings can be influenced into kooky, nutty, crazy things? But then I look at what some Christians believe. I'll leave that there. Something to really keep an eye on is the Equality Act. The Equality Act has been attempted to be pushed through Congress many, many, many times, and fortunately, it has always failed. However, with Joe Biden in the White House, Democrats in control of the House, Democrats in control of the Senate, it is very likely that the Equality Act could become law. Joe Biden promised he would try to push it through in his first 100 days of office. Now, what would the Equality Act do? It would amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by doing several things, including forbidding discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. However, this is absolutely important. The Equality Act would basically rule out the 1993 Religious Freedom and Restoration Act, often known as RFRA. The Religious Freedom and Restoration Act of 1993, that, by the way, was supported by Bill Clinton and most Democrats at that time, says that if you're a Christian and you're a Christian organization, you cannot be forced to violate your firmly held religious convictions. That would all be out the window if the Equality Act were to be passed. Now, in practical terms, what would that mean? Well, faith-based hospitals and insurers could be forced to provide gender transition therapies that violate their religious beliefs. If the Equality Act were to be passed, children could seek to change their gender without parental knowledge or even consent. It would force faith-based adoption and foster care agencies to place children with same-sex couples or lose their licenses. The Equality Act would dismantle sex-specific facilities, sports, and other spaces. In other words, women can go in the men's locker room, men can go in the women's locker room. What we saw by executive order under Obama would be like on steroids. Faith-based schools and businesses could be forced to violate their beliefs regarding homosexuality in the hiring and firing of staff or face fines or even worse. And churches, if they rent their facilities to anyone outside the church, they would be forced to rent those facilities for same-sex marriages and other LGBTQ events. And that's just the beginning. It is not equality at all. And Joe Biden has promised to push it through in his first 100 days. Well, folks, my bride and I are going to go away for a while, so I won't be with you live for a few days. But you're in great hands with guest hosts. But seriously, I hope you have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.